My name is David Hengartner from Swisscom, the largest Swiss telco, and I'm happy to share my learnings from 2019. I'm working in the digital business unit and I'm the founder of GetKickbox.com, a SaaS product from Swisscom that enables large enterprises to start their own kickbox program in just 1 week based on our version of the framework. In 2019, I'm most proud of that we were able to turn our entrepreneurship program that we developed over the last years for ourselves into a product that we are successfully selling on the market. And it all started last year when we felt a huge demand from peers who wanted to work with our version of Kickbox. And first we just shared all of our stuff with them. And then we realized, this could even be a new business opportunity. Especially since an important part was the GetKickbox.com software that we developed for us to scale the program in an automated way with minimal overhead, and we were able to create a lot of visibility within Swisscom. So we started a co-creation phase with early adopters from 5 large enterprises and quickly realized that we are all facing the same challenges. Most things we developed for ourselves worked perfectly for them. So we start to remove all the Swisscom reverence from the GetKickbox.com software, from the kickbook we wrote, from the marketing materials we use, from all the elements we put in the physical innovation toolboxes. We start to turn our best practices, our know-how, into templates that can be easily adopted and used by others. And during this year, we enabled over 20 large enterprises, such as Siemens, Roche, Allianz, Global Investors, and leading universities to run their kickbox program with a white label version of the GetKickbox.com software. And we optimized the process. And today, if a company wants to launch its kickbox program, it just takes a week to get the physical innovation boxes ready. They're produced in a workshop for kind of handicapped people. They get a white label instance of the software, all the marketing templates, all the best practices, and they get access to a digital exchange with peers and even personal exchange with everybody else who's using that GetKickbox.com approach. And what were the key challenges we had to overcome this year? There were so many, to be honest. First, we developed everything for ourselves. It was never our goal to offer it as a product. So we had to find a way to make all the material, all the know-how, best practices available for others. So we also want to make sure then, which was really important for us, that other people can contribute back. It should really be a product or become a product that's co-created by all of its users. And so we start to establish digital channels such as Slack, but also personal meetups on a regular basis, usually bi-monthly at an innovation lab of one of the companies using GetKickbox.com. And I have to say, this worked really well since the beginning, even though we have peers from competitive enterprises within the communities, we were able to establish a really open and collaborative culture. And a good example here would be the new kickbook. It's the handbook for kickbox entrepreneurs. It helps them to validate an idea. It's the key element in every box. And 4 years ago, we started with the Adobe version. We started then to also implement our learnings within Swisscom. So we rewrote it like every year based on our experience. And the newest version this year, we co-created with all the peers who are using GetKickbox.com. We basically came up with a draft. We did a workshop. We gathered tons of feedback. And we even posted then this iterated version on LinkedIn and got much more feedback from over 100 peers from over 80 organizations, including NGOs, universities. And so the new kickbook, the new centerpiece of the kickbox, contains tons of know-how from thousands of entrepreneurship projects and a lot of crowd wisdom. And this way, GetKickbox.com becomes more and more an entrepreneurship solution that's suitable for many, many organizations and will always stay up to date. And I believe entrepreneurship is extremely difficult, extremely tricky, and it's better we don't make all the same mistakes and learn from each other. So how are we doing things differently? I believe we are extremely open, extremely transparent, collaborative. We share all the things we have with our customers. And really, our biggest goal is not to create any dependencies. It was always super clear to us, we do not want to go into consulting. We want to create an open ecosystem. And this sharing culture led to the fact that the companies who are using getkickbox.com are openly contributing back to the community. So we can turn this whole product more and more into something that's co-created by its community, by peers, and less in something that's developed by Swisscom. So we are more the enabler of the ecosystem. And on the other hand, we also never want to stop trying out new things. That's my personal big passion. We call it the Kickbox Lab at Swisscom. And I want to share some of the things we tried in 2019. There's always a lot of cool new stuff we try. For example, Kitbox. I have an 11-year-old son. We did a little trial at the beginning of the year, a kid's version of Kickbox. And then we iterated it. And this November, we run it first time at larger scales at the Future Day of Swisscom, where all the kids who came to the office to experience the job of their parents could work with Kitbox. Another example was the Kick Angels, where employees can invest bottom up in Kickbox projects and choose which ones are funded. It's like enterprise crowdfunding, like Kickstarter.com. And we realized that Swisscom, this created a lot of super interesting dynamics if you let employees invest in the projects. Or Blackbox, another example. It's like a workshop format where 20 employees of Swisscom experience in one day lean startup and design thinking and ideate. And it helps them really lose the fear of getting a Kickbox and get started. Or another thing we did was Greenbox. It's a way of finding sustainable business ideas. And here we partnered up with the corporate sustainability team of Swisscom, but with the Impact Hub and the World Wildlife Foundation. And we searched internally for sustainable ideas. And all these things we did at Swisscom in the lab, but then we start to open it. So for the Kick Angels, we are searching now other enterprises who are using getkickbox.com who would be happy to find a way to implement these enterprise crowdfunding features into the software. If Kitbox, we want to have other enterprises who want to share that framework with the kids who are going to their future days. If Blackbox, we already started to have cross-industry, cross-company workshops with attendees from all the different companies. With Greenbox, we've run the first kind of workshops where we search sustainable ideas across companies. And all these lab topics start at Swisscom. Then you move into a beta stage where we try to have 2-3 companies trying out with us how it's working, and if it's successful, it could become a fixed element of getkickbox.com. So what's the most important trend I see in corporate innovation? I really believe that cross-organizational collaboration will become more and more important. We have to start thinking outside of our own organization, and access to projects, to experts from other companies will become more and more common and important. And cross-industry collaboration, I believe, will lead to very interesting new innovation projects. And I also believe that this collaboration would be not just cross large enterprises, but also including SMEs, NGOs, universities, and we'll have a more and more open mindset and share and learn from each other and work with each other on projects. And that's also my personal vision behind the getkickbox.com. I want to build an open innovation ecosystem where the organizations can share projects. Already you can, through the software, you can share with each other the projects, the experts. We can start collaborating with each other. As an enterprise, you can also, for example, post a challenge at a university or recruit students for successful projects. Right now, we're in the process of accrediting the Red Box. So if you finish the Red Box, you get a part of a degree you can actually accredit at a university to get some ECTS credits. And I think this ecosystem will become more important, this ecosystem thinking in corporate innovation. And my final message, I would like to encourage you to give Kickbox a shot. Try out this new approach that's democratizing innovation in a very unmanaged way. It will turn you as innovation manager into an enabler for all your employees, and it will make them all part of your innovation process. So how can you do it? Get in contact in getkickbox.com. Learn how you can start your own program within a week, or download the Kickbook. If you go to kickbook.getkickbox.com, you get a free download and you can use it to validate an idea you have during Christmas. We all know during Christmas, during holidays, we have the best ideas.